Bonnie, this is Mike Obey, National Consultant. I live in Staten Island, New York. Before I get into the training, you know, I just want to say a little bit about myself, and you know, my story has something to do with part of the training that I'm going to speak about tonight. I've been in AMBIT now 7 years, and 7 years ago, I definitely was not looking for any other new opportunities in my life, because at the time, 7 years ago, I used to work about 100 to 110 hours a week. I did pretty well, but I was extremely busy. I owned 3 ice cream franchises. I managed all of them myself. I had a mortgage company, credit company. I was a partner in a construction company. I had a couple dozen rental properties, 40, 50 tenants. I had 2 little children that I never had a chance to see. And then I found AMBIT. And, guys, I looked at AMBIT in the beginning not as a way to go out there and just add more time on to what I was doing and make more money. I looked at AMBIT as a way to get my life back. Because right now I'll be 38 in the next, actually Saturday, the 25th, you know. So I've been in business since 23 years old. I bought my first ice cream store, and it was great. And then I bought a second store and a third store and just started buying properties and other businesses, you know. And at one point I got to a position in my life where I pretty much became an employee of my own business. I had to be there from 5 o'clock in the morning to midnight, pretty much 7 days a week, never seeing my kids. And you know, and if I wasn't there, things would fall apart and get worse, and I was just in a little bit over my head. So I looked at AMBIT as a way for me to get my time back. You know, again, not to make more money. I did it to make easier money that I could get myself out of other businesses and be able to spend time with my kids. So, you know, and I've been in the – I have 3 ice cream franchises I had, and, you know, so I'm a person who's always following systems. So when I came into AMBIT, I didn't want to go out there and reinvent the wheel. I wanted to follow a system that was in place and just take it and run with it, you know. And that's what I did. I came into this, guys. I was a very quiet, very shy person. I never did sales before in my life. I was more of just a numbers guy and just a hard worker who would bust his butt. And, you know, that's why I gained the nickname and AMBIT, No Excuses, because a lot of people will say, I don't have the time to do it. I don't know if I could do that, or this guy's too lucky. And people make excuses. And I came into this never doing sales, you know, never giving presentations, having 100 hours a week on my plate as it is. But yet I said, I'm going to make this work. And the reason why I did that and I was so confident is because I had a strong reason why I did it. And I want to go over today what I believe, which I've learned from my mentors in the business, was a proven system. So if you're thinking, well, I don't know if I could do it. I'm already working 50 hours, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. You know, I'm going to show you and teach you the system that I followed and how I was able to get to executive consultant in 10 and a half months and national consultant in about 6 years. And now, you know, having all the time in the world to be with my kids. And that's the reason why, again, I started a business, and that was my why, to have more time freedom. It wasn't to make more money. It was to get out of other businesses that were consuming up all my time to be able to spend time with my children. And I'm happy to say now, out of all the businesses that I've owned, I have 1 ice cream store, and I have a handful of rental properties. Everything else I got rid of. I spent a lot of time with my kids, you know, especially during the summer. I just finished a 6-day camping trip with my son. We were out in the woods in Alpine, New Jersey for the past 6 days. We came back Friday evening, but we were gone from Sunday morning of last week till Friday. But that's things I was never able to do years ago, but AMBIT Energy has allowed me to do things like that. And, you know, I spent all day yesterday and pretty much the whole day with my daughter doing a lot of things with her, and it's amazing opportunity that AMBIT has given me, all because of following the system. So, and you know, and the first step of the system that I've learned and I teach is having a strong why. You know, if you don't know what the reason why you're doing this business, I would highly recommend after this call, sit back and really think and reflect on what is the reason why you're doing it. And I'll tell you, the stronger the reason why you're doing it, the more success that you're going to have. If your why is just to go out there and, oh, I want to make an extra 100, 500 bucks a month, that's not that strong of a why, because once you hit that goal, you have nothing else to strive for. My goal was, I was sick and tired of working 100 hours a week, not watching my little children grow up. So when somebody told me AMBIT wasn't going to work, or, you know, it wasn't going to be a good company and they didn't want to join my team, I didn't care. I had a strong why, and there was nothing that was going to stop me or getting in my way from making this work because of my why. So really think of what your why is, and if it's not that strong and powerful, rethink it and come up with something that's so strong that'll make you get out of bed every single day and go out there and fight so you can accomplish your goals and your dreams. That's the first thing. The second thing, what I've learned to pretty much master, is having the right mindset for this business. And I didn't have this in the beginning. I didn't have the right mindset for it. I knew I wanted to make it work. I had a strong why. But never doing sales, being a shy, quiet person, I didn't have the confidence in myself as like I do now. But I've learned, you know, to have the confidence. And, you know, there's a reason why that some people go out there and have a higher closing ratio than others. And it's all because of you as the individual, as the person. So you need to start believing in Ambit Energy. Listen, Ambit is now, I believe, a nine-year-old company, $1.5 billion company. Ambit is a proven company, a proven track record, you know, and it's just growing through the roof. So you have to believe in the company, number one. And from that, having that belief, you start to believe more in yourself. And once you have that belief in yourself, it's just going to give you more of the confidence to go out there and talk to people. You know, a big part of my success was having the confidence. And it allows me, I have very good closing ratio numbers. You know, see, we're all out there showing presentation videos to people, but yet some people have a higher closing ratio than others. I sponsor now over 250 people into Ambit, and I have a very high closing ratio doing that because I have such confidence and belief in the company and in myself. I get people to buy into me. So when I'm approaching people and I'm showing people presentations, I get them to believe in me, buy into me, and you know, become a part of what I'm doing. So you want to start selling yourself to people. Become that person that people want to do business with, and you will see how your numbers will increase, you know, of people joining your business by you going out there and showing presentations. So have a strong why, have an incredible mindset, and you'll see how your numbers will start going through the roof. But the next step is to have a written list. Now, a lot of people think that they don't need an actual written list. They think that just they could use all their contacts in their cell phone or just try to remember people's names. Guys, that's not a list. A list is a physical, like I have in my lap, a notebook, you know, or a notepad or a Word document on a computer, something that you can go out there and write names down on a piece of paper, write down when you showed the person the presentation, if you showed them the Energy 526 video or the Why Ambit Works, and you could be neat and organized about it. The person says, well, call me back in 6 months, at least you could write down on your list what the prospect says and give them a call back in 6 months. So you have to have a list, guys. You know, and a big mistake what people do is they prejudge and they get selective and only show certain people. I never would have sponsored 250 people and made National Consultant if I prejudged and I was selective. Me, I go out there and show every single person. Guys, I still own one ice cream store. My employees are 18 years old. I still show all my 18-year-old employees. I show every person. I don't care the person's age. I don't care their background. I don't care if they're into sales or never did sales before in their life. I show every single person I possibly can because you never know who's going to go out there and become a superstar in your Ambit business. So, guys, you have to show everybody. Put as many names on your list as possible. You know, I probably now in Ambit, from the people that I personally showed presentations to and people that I've shown presentations to for my team, I probably had 100 people, probably over 1,000 people tell me no to the opportunity. But you know what? Those 1,000 no's got me the National Consultant. I probably showed 600-700 people myself. A lot of them, hundreds have told me no over the years, but 250 personally have told me yes. And it has allowed my organization to grow in the thousands and get me to National Consulting, guys. I'm not saying this business is easy. You got to work your butt at it, but is it worth it? It's definitely worth it, guys. So don't be such afraid of getting somebody to tell you no in this business. You know, guys, you cannot get emotionally attached to the outcome. You know, a big thing I see is a lot of people hold back and they don't show certain people the presentation. There are people that are in this business that might be in Ambit a week, a month, that probably never showed a presentation before. They're just sitting back and thinking and planning, and they're just maybe skeptical because they don't want to go out there and show somebody. And the reason why, the problem that people in Ambit or any network marketing company, a big problem that people have is, see, I've shown hundreds and thousands of presentations from myself and my team and other people in the company over the years, you know, and that's how I have big numbers of people that joined the team. But what a problem that people have is people are held back and don't invite certain people, and because they have a fear of what the outcome is. So there's people that are on this call that probably been in a week, 2 weeks, a month, that probably never showed a presentation because they fear what the outcome is going to be. They're afraid of getting a no. Just imagine if you didn't care about the outcome, how many more people would you talk to? How many people would you invite to look at the presentation if you didn't care about that outcome? Guys, who cares about the outcome? I look at it as if a person tells me no about Ambit, I don't care. I pat them on the back and wish them the best of luck, and I give them my phone number. I say, hey, John, if you ever change your mind, give me a call. Guys, I look at it as it's their loss. We got an amazing, amazing opportunity here with Ambit Energy. It can change people's lives. When somebody doesn't see it and doesn't get it, I don't care. It doesn't bother me not one bit. Would I love them to join my team? Yes, I would. If they don't, I don't care. I just keep moving forward. And, guys, you'll be surprised. I had now about 70 people, if not a little bit more, who told me no 5, 6, 7 years ago, have contacted me back and joined in my executive and my national code. So if somebody tells you no, it doesn't mean they're never going to join. It might just mean that right now is not the right time in their life for them. They might join you later on. So don't quit. They might come back. Or people are going to watch you and see what type of success you have. You know, and the longer you do this, the more money you make, the more people will come back and join you, guys. So don't fear the outcome. Don't get emotionally attached to it, guys. If they don't want to join Ambit, that's okay. That's one person you could scratch off your list and move to the next person. Think about it. If you didn't care about that outcome, how many people would you actually go out there and show the opportunity to? That's how you have to have your mindset, is I don't care what the outcome is. I am just going to show this amazing opportunity to everybody I can. Start thinking that way, and you will see how it's going to boost your confidence, you know, because you got to have posture in this business, guys. You know, if you're out there and going up to people and you're not confident in Ambit and you have bad posture, people are not going to join you, guys. You got to be such a confident, positive person that people want to be around you. And knowing, see, if they know that you believe in what you're talking and having great posture, people get attracted to that, guys. If you're a person who's always out there just negative and complaining about things in life, people might love the presentation, but they might not want to be your business partner. And for that reason, they're not going to join you in Ambit. So become a positive person. Always be excited. Always have a lot of energy. Have a great posture. And you'll see how your numbers will go up. But, guys, it all gets back to the list. Put as many names on your list as possible and show as many people as possible, because you never know who that next superstar is going to be. So you might not think that your neighbor would be good at Ambit and you're not going to show them, but somebody else might show your neighbor one day, and you're going to be sick to your stomach when you show up at a meeting and your neighbor is sitting there as a senior or an executive consultant because somebody else went out there and showed them, and you didn't think to show them, but you wouldn't think it would be for them. So, guys, I learned that lesson very early, and that's why I show every single person I can the Ambit Energy presentation. Now, the next thing that I learned in the business, what really helped explode my business, was I learned the difference between what an invitation is and what a presentation is. And I learned these are two totally separate things. See, my job, your job as a consultant, is to invite people to look at a presentation. Guys, you have to ask me pretty much what is the one thing that helped me get to national consultant, it's probably this right here. Learning the difference between the invitation and the presentation and using it properly. The presentation is the Energy 526 video. It's the Why Ambit Works video. That is the presentation. Well, getting someone to a hotel meeting or an in-home presentation, that is the presentation. Mike Obey is not the presentation. you are not the presentation. You want to use the tools that Ambert provides to do the entire presentation for you. Guys, that is the presentation. You want to learn to be an inviter. You want to become good at inviting. That is the one thing that I believe I mastered, is how to invite people to look at a presentation. See, again, I never did sales before. I was a quiet, shy person. See, if I had to go out there and actually give presentations early on, I never would have joined. My best friend got me to watch a 20-minute Energy 526 video 7 years ago at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I said, this is amazing, I'm in. My first day in Ambit, I had two consultants, but I just started showing people a video presentation. And guys, that's how my business has grown. That's how I was able to take 18-year-old kids in high school and help them, you know, become senior consultants. That's how I helped a lot of people grow, is by teaching people to learn how to invite, to get them to show people a presentation video. Guys, you got to do with duplicates, and with duplicates is inviting someone and getting them to look at a video is what duplicates, because any single person could hit play on a DVD player or send somebody to a website and push play and watch a video. So if you want to become good at one skill, it's learn how to invite. And that's how I've had my success in Ambit, was become a master inviter, a master recruiter. Your goal on a daily, weekly, monthly basis is not how many people are joining your team, because your goal should be more of how many people are you actually getting to watch a video presentation. You could have a list of 1,000 people, 5,000 people, but that means nothing unless you're getting people to watch a video presentation. That's what I did, especially early on in the beginning. I tracked all my presentations. Every single week, I knew how many people I actually showed a video presentation to. And my numbers got better and increased over time because I learned different invites. I got more confidence. I became more of a believer. I became more of a positive person. And that's how my numbers started increasing. So if you want to see why your business is growing or not growing, sit back and just look. How many people did you actually show a video to today? How many did you show over the weekend? How many did you show over the last week? If you didn't show anybody over the last 7 days, well, guess what? There is nobody that's going to possibly join your business personally if you haven't showed any presentations. So the next 7 days, go out there and challenge yourself. Set a goal. I want to show 5 presentations this week. I want to show 10 presentations this week. I want to show 20 this week. And guys, increase your numbers, and that's all you got to do. It's not how many people are you convincing to join. It's how many people are you actually getting to watch a video presentation, Energy 526 video, the Why Ambit Works. I have a couple videos out there, ambitpresentation.com, ambitenergypresentation.com are a few of my videos. You know, it's funny because when I sit down with some of my products, I have a bunch of videos out there on YouTube and websites, videos of me now, you know, as I became more experienced at Ambit over the years, I created some other videos. But it's funny that when I sit down with one of my personal prospects, I actually put on a video of me talking, giving a presentation. And the prospect's like, you're actually going to play a video of yourself talking? I say, yes. I know the presentation inside and out, but I want to show you how simple and duplicatable this business is. So I sit there and let people watch a presentation of me doing it as I'm sitting right next to them. It's just to show people how simple and duplicatable this business is. They don't need to learn a presentation. You just need to learn how to invite and get people to watch a presentation video. Now, I want to give you a couple of simple invites that I use. I've gotten more creative the longer I've been doing Ambit. So what I'm going to give you is pretty much like the cliff notes on this. I'm going to speed up your process. So what I've been learning and testing, and I failed 1,000 times, excuse me, in my Ambit career, I'm going to show you different invites that I use now that I have the most success with, and I'm going to give them to you right away. So I hope you brought a pen and paper to this call, and you should every week bring a pen and paper to this call. But I'm going to give you a very simple invite. I got more creative over the years, but this is an invite that I used, especially in the beginning, and I've had a lot of success with it. So I'm going to go over this very simple invite, and I'm going to go over it pretty quick, and then I'm going to come back to you. See, when I teach, I like telling you what to say and then the reasons why I say it. So when you understand the psychology behind things, you'll start to get it more, and it'll make a whole lot more sense. So here's a simple invite. So let's say I'm sitting at my desk, and I have my notebook in front of me, and I have a list of people. So I call my buddy John. I call up John. Hey, John, it's Michael. How you doing, pal? I'm doing good. How was your weekend? And you know, how your kids doing? Hey, John, listen, I just started a part-time business recently. You know, I'm really excited about it. You know, I'm not sure if it's something that you'd be interested in, but do you keep your options open on making more money? And I wait for an answer, guys. I wait for an answer. 95% of the people tell me yes, their options are open. At that point, they are giving you permission for you to show them what you have. Guys, what does the average ambit person do at this point? They start talking and explaining it to people. Wrong. That's what the presentation is for. So once somebody says, yes, my options are open to making more money, get them to watch a video presentation. I choose to meet people face-to-face. It's a little bit more time-consuming, but I have the best closing ratio when I sit down with John or Mary face-to-face. They can see the whites in my eyes. I could show them a Success from Home magazine, tell them a couple stories, and push play on a video and do it face-to-face. That's how sometimes I recruit 7 out of 10 people, 8 out of 10 people, doing it face-to-face. I do things that are going to give me the least resistance and the highest percentage of having a positive outcome. And that's how over the years I've learned from trial and error, making a lot of mistakes, a lot of failure, I learned that having a simple invite and meeting people face-to-face with a Success from Home magazine and a DVD gives me the highest chance of people joining my business. Now, let me come back and tell you why I said each thing. I say, John, I started a part-time business. See, I love the word part-time. I use it every day. It's in my vocabulary. I love the word part-time. Why? I said, John, but if I said, John, I started a new business, John's thinking, oh, new business, that sounds like a lot of time. Sounds like a big investment. And they might give them a negative thought right away. So I say, John, I started a part-time business. Part-time sounds less money, sounds less time commitment. And John's thinking, well, if Mike's doing something part-time, so could I. Then I say, John, I'm really excited about this. And guys, let them hear the excitement and the passion in your voice. Third thing is, John, this may not be for you. What I'm telling them is, if they're not interested, I'm okay with it. And I am. If it's not for them, I don't care about the outcome. If they join, great, let's do it. If not, they're just another person. I just keep moving on. And the last thing, John, do you keep your options open to making more money? Do you keep your options open to new business opportunities? Once they say yes, guys, they're giving you permission. In my invite, did you hear me mention energy deregulation? No. Did I mention energy? No. Did I mention the free energy program? No. Did I mention Jerry Thompson or 7-Eleven or anything? No, I didn't. That's what the presentation is for. All I'm doing is is finding out if someone is open to making more money in this business and then showing them a professional video presentation. Here's another invite, guys. Somebody on my list, if they're older than me or more successful or both older or more successful together, I approach them in a similar but a little bit different way. So I'm going to be 38 on Saturday. So now, if I have somebody who's on my written list is 38 years old or older, or they're more successful than me, I approach them in a little bit different way. Here's the reasoning behind that. All right, let's say I have a neighbor. His name is Bob. Bob is a 55-year-old multimillionaire, businessman, self-made entrepreneur. So Bob qualifies both. He's older and he's more successful. If I go over to this person and say, hey, Bob, I got a great way to make money, he's never going to take me seriously. He looks at me as that younger, less successful person, and he will never take me seriously. You're probably agreeing with me. So I don't take that approach. Okay, I learned this the hard way, guys. I've done all the work for you. I failed for you, so I'm giving you the process that works. Here's what Mike Obey would say to Bob. Let's say I knock on Bob's door. I see him outside one day walking the dog. I talk to him. I become a people person. Hey, Bob, how's it going? How was your weekend? How are your grandkids doing? You know, talk to the person. Then I say, hey, Bob, you got a minute? I do, Mike. Hey, Bob, listen, I just started a part-time business recently. You know, I'm really excited about it, but I wanted to get another businessman's point of view, Bob, and you were the first guy I thought about because I know you, you know, over 30 years. I know you and my parents go way back. But more importantly, I really do admire you and respect you as a businessman. You're the most successful person that I know. Can you do me a real big favor, Bob? Can you just give me about 30 minutes of your time? Let me show you exactly what I'm doing, and maybe you can give me some pointers and some suggestions on how to be more successful in business. Could you help me out with that, Bob? What do you think he's going to say? I've never had a person tell me that Bob would say no. Guys, that approach, say nice words, compliment the person, ask for help, and then you show the person the same video. Bob might come back and say, wow, Mike, this is incredible. How do I get started? And it happens. Sign him up. Bob might come back and say, Mike, this is incredible, but I'm ready to retire and move to Florida, but let's call my son or my manager at the restaurant. They would love this. Or Bob might come back and just give you some tips and some pointers. That is okay, too. Guys, the key is not to convince people to join. The key is to show as many people as possible a video presentation. And then it's just numbers at that point. And the more positive you are, the more confident you are, the more of a likable person, the more people will join and your numbers will go up. Here's another invite that I could use. I can call it, you know, like pitching it past some people. Say, me, I never did sales. I never liked being a pushy, salesy person. So I had to come up with ways that would allow me and make me feel comfortable talking to people, you know. And again, I got better over time. But here's something else that if you don't feel the confidence, the two invites I gave you so far were very simple. I believe that any one of you can do that. But here's a real simple one. So let's say you have somebody else that you want to go and approach, but maybe you don't have the confidence to approach him. Here's another way. You can call up your friend Tom. You call up Tom on a telephone. Hey, Tom, it's Mike Obey. How was your weekend? Tom, everything was great. How are your kids doing? Great. Hey, Tom, listen, I just started a part-time business recently, and, you know, I'm real excited about it. I'm looking for some other people that, you know, might want to join me in business on a part-time basis. You know, maybe you know somebody, Tom. So can you do me a favor? Can I just show you? And I know you know a lot of people, Tom, and you're a credible guy. Can I show you exactly what I'm doing with my business? So maybe if you ever hear of anybody else looking to make some extra money, you know, maybe you could point those people in my direction. So, Tom, can I come by? Let me show you what I'm doing, just so you have an idea what I'm doing. So if you ever hear of anybody looking to make extra money part-time or full-time, you could actually send them in my direction. It would really help me out. So, guys, you're not directly asking Tom, but you are. You're not going to say, hey, Tom, do you want to join? You're just letting Tom know indirectly that you started something else part-time. You're looking for people that might want to join you in business part-time or full-time. You're not directly asking him, but you are. Because by you going and saying all that, Tom's not thinking that you're being pushy or salesy to him. You're just asking for help. You're showing him a video and letting him know that if he knows of anybody else that might be interested in making money, for him to put you in contact. Tom might say, oh, my gosh, well, why don't you think of me? I'd love to do it. And, guys, you will get people to join you that way as well. And even if it's not for Tom, at least you showed Tom the presentation. Now Tom knows you're in an energy business doing it part-time, that if he ever knows of anybody looking for something, he can maybe refer you to somebody. And now all of a sudden, if Tom's not initially interested, but Tom hears his friend Joey one day talking about he's looking to make some extra money, and Tom shows Joey your presentation video, and Joey's ready to get started, you watch how fast Tom, who said no originally, who referred you to Joe, because of the fear of loss, you will get Tom to become a consultant first, and he'll probably sign up Joey, and you'll get a two-for-one package. Guys, the key is to get creative. Think out of the box. I'm giving you some creative ways here to get people to look at a presentation video, guys. And just to show you how that works and prove my point, I'm in Ambit now 7 years. This May was 7 years. I could have been in Ambit 8 years ago, guys. I actually turned down Ambit Energy. Mike Obey, national consultant who I believe in this thing more than anything, I've given up all my businesses to go full force in Ambit. I turned Ambit down 8 years ago. Why? Because another friend of mine gave me a sales presentation, a sales pitch on Ambit over the phone 8 years ago, telling me, Mike, this is a company called Ambit. They're based out of Dallas. They're deregulation of energy, and they just got to New York, and we can kill this thing. And I passed. Guys, I passed on it. I passed. A year after that, 7 years ago, my best friend called me up. Guys, at the time, I was working 100 to 110 hours a week, extremely busy, never seeing my kids. I was totally not looking for any other business. My best friend said to me, Mike, my wife Jen and I are thinking of starting a new business called Ambit. Before we start, we want to get your opinion and your advice as a best friend, as a business owner, if we should consider Ambit. Can you do me a big favor, Mike? Can you watch this quick 20-minute video tonight? Because I got to make a decision by tomorrow morning. And let me know if we should become a consultant in Ambit. Guys, I got home that night, 2 o'clock in the morning, just for 20 hours straight. I had to get up again at 4:30, but I watched that video for my friend, thinking I'm giving him advice. And when I seen that, I called him back and said, Nick, I am in. You are in. Let's do it. I later found out that my friend was already a consultant. I didn't care. He got me to see it. So, guys, what I'm telling you over and over, it's not convincing people to join. It's getting as many people as possible to watch a 20, 30-minute video, and it becomes a numbers game. Some say yes, and some say no. That's all you have to figure out is get as many people as possible to look at a presentation video. Those are three invites. I'm going to give you another one. I call this invite it's based off of somebody's profession, what they do for a living, okay? So me, I own ice cream stores. That's what I've been doing since I'm 23 years old when I bought my first store. And I've been in the mortgage business, okay? Now, in Ambit, if you ever look at my briefcase, I carry around the Success From Home magazine every issue for the past 5 years. I know every story in every magazine because stories are what relates to people. So I know every single story in those magazines. So if I'm approaching someone who's, a coach or a fireman or a nurse or a doctor, there is somebody in those magazines that have a story that matches up to them. So I use those stories as leverage when I'm going out there and trying to invite somebody. So I'll give you an example, right? If I went up to somebody who is passionate about football or basketball or baseball, somebody who's into coaching, okay, I'm going to use the story and go up to that person. So let's say this guy's name is John, and he coaches high school basketball. So I go up to John and just start talking to John. Hey, John, how you doing? How the kids? How's your school doing? How'd you guys finish this year in basketball? And I'll do some small talking first. And then I might say something like, hey, John, you know that I've been in the ice cream business, right, with Carvel? Yeah, Mike, I've known you've been in Carvel for a while now. I said, yeah, but John, besides that, I started a part-time business a couple of years ago that I'm real excited about. I'm doing pretty well with it. And John, the reason why I'm bringing this up to you is because I know that you're a teacher and you're a basketball coach and you're real passionate about it. And there's a fellow in our company. His name is Coach Alan Johnson. And you know, Alan's an educator and he's a basketball coach for years. He played ball himself. And Alan started Ambit, you know, the company that I'm in, about six, seven years ago, just to be able to buy his daughter a car. And now he started doing this part-time, and now he's made over $1 million in the company. And, you know, just by seeing you now, John, and me thinking about Alan, you know, you guys have a very similar, you know, background, you know. So here's a guy who coaches basketball but doing very well with my part-time business. So I was just curious, John, you know, do you keep your options open at looking at new opportunities like Coach Alan Johnson did, who's now made over $1 million? And I can almost guarantee you he's going to say, yeah, I keep my options open. So what I do is I relate to that person. I find someone in Ambit who has a good story, and I relate it to that person's background or profession so they could visualize themselves. What I'm doing is I'm painting a picture in that person's head. So he's thinking, I'm a teacher, I'm a coach, you know. And now he's saying, so is this guy Alan that Mike's talking about. If that guy could do it and make $1 million in Ambit, why can't I? You know, or you can do it with anything. You talk about a fireman and use Kirk Horan's story, or Bobby Bowman, or a nurse, Debbie Atkinson. You could take any person in Ambit and use that. Guys, on my web, on YouTube, I have a lot of videos on my website. My website is topambitrainer.com. I have it there on a video. It's, you know, how to invite a doctor, I think it is. You know, how to talk to a doctor. You want to paint a picture of somebody in ambit with the same profession first. Let them visualize themselves being in that person's shoes. And then you ask them, do they keep their options open and looking at something new? It works awesome. It worked for me over the years by doing an approach like that. So I gave you a couple of different sample invites. I hope you took notes on them. And again, guys, a lot of this stuff is on my website, Top Ambit Trainer, or just go to YouTube and just type in Mike Obe. You'll see a lot of my stuff there. My one video, How to Be a Master Recruiter. A lot of this stuff I'm talking about tonight is all in there, but I would tell you, don't just watch it one time. Watch it 10, 20 times over and over and over and over, because you want to get to a point, guys, where you learn this stuff and you become so natural at doing it that it becomes real simple for you. Guys, when a presentation video is over, this is where some people struggle. Some people don't know what to do when that presentation video is over. What do? I go into every presentation. I always assume that everybody's going to say yes and become a consultant. I'm so positive. We got something amazing. When people tell me no to Amber, I'm blown away. I'm shocked when they say no, but it doesn't affect me. I just look at it as it's their loss, and I just keep moving on. So once the video is over, I have a big smile on my face. I say, John, did the video make sense to you? 99.9% of people are going to say, yes, it makes sense. Don't ever say, what did you think? Because what did you think could give you a positive or a negative response. Don't leave things to chance. Do ask something that's going to give you a positive response just about every single time. Did the video make sense to you? Yes, it made sense to me. Or, John, do you see why I'm so excited about this? And they'll usually say, yeah, I see why you're so excited about this. And guys, be excited. Then I might say something like, John, what did you like best about the video? Oh, I love Ambit's free energy program. You know, wow, that's amazing how you can refer 15 people and get free energy. Yeah, John, I've been getting free energy for, you know, 6.5 years now. It's incredible. I love it. What else did you like best about it? Oh, I love how you can build a team of people and create residual income. John, it's awesome. I've been getting residuals every month on the 15th, you know, for 7 years now. It's incredible. That's what's given me the freedom to be able to get my life back and sell my other businesses. Guys, always be positive. Let them talk positive. Guys, and if you're okay with doing this, once they're talking positive, have your laptop ready to your sign-up page. Assume that they're ready to join. Assume it, guys. Say, awesome, let's do this. If you're comfortable with saying that, say, awesome, John, let's get you started. Let's do this. And, guys, be positive, and you're going to be shocked. Because I guarantee you, a lot of you, the majority of you on this call, never ask the person, let's get you started. Are you ready to join? You never do it. The most people don't do it. See, the prospect doesn't know what the next step is. You need to lead them to the next step. Have your sign-up page ready and say, John, listen, let's do this together. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll make money. We'll have a great time together. Let's do it, buddy. And just assume that they're ready to join. Let them tell you no. Guys, you only need to do a three-way validation call if the person has questions. I don't personally do that many three-way calls with my prospects because a lot of them join right there on the spot with me. If they have questions, then I get them on the phone with Ray Monty or Brian McClure or Joey Carter or somebody else, Coach Alan Johnson or Kirk Aran or somebody to help. But that's only if they have questions, guys. If they're ready to, if they're super excited and ready to join, get them signed up. And then do the call with your upline or your partner and give them a welcome call, a congratulations, welcome to the team call. You know, so don't think you have to do a three-way call. If the person is excited, get them signed up and then do a three-way congratulation call right afterwards. You know, if you're not comfortable with saying, hey, are you ready to get started or let's do this, you could say something like, hey, John, do you see yourself making money with Ambit? So it's not as pushy, maybe. Maybe you feel more comfortable saying, hey, John, do you see yourself making money with Ambit? If they say yes, guys, they're in. You're giving them like a pretest to the test. So once they say, yeah, I see myself making money, now you know that they're going to say yes. So if you're having a fear of the outcome, test it first with that. Hey, John, do you see yourself making money with Ambit? If they say no, then they're probably a no. You know, then get them as a customer. They say, yeah, I could see myself making some money. Awesome, John. I got my laptop here. Let's get you signed up. Let's start doing this. We can make you money right away. But, you know, you could start enrolling some customers and get paid right away. Get them signed up. Guys, if they start talking positive, when you say to them, hey, John, what did you like? Best adopt the video. And they start talking positive responses. Oh, I love the free energy. I like how you could build a team of people and collect residual. You could also say something, hey, John, typically when people are as positive as you and have responses like that, they usually get started right away in the business. And you'll see, okay, great, let's do it. Typically, John, when people have a positive response like you, they get started in the business right away. Guys, I hope you brought a pen and paper to this call so you can take down these notes and use these, guys. I've made a million mistakes in Ambit, from inviting, from closing, to what video to show, and I've made a million mistakes. What I'm teaching you is how I failed my way, got over 1,000 no's to get the national consultants. I'm giving you, I've been through all this stuff, so I'm telling you this stuff for a reason, because it works. So I hope you follow what I'm teaching tonight. Again, a three-way call, you only need it if the person has questions. If they're excited and they're ready to join, get them signed up and do a welcome congratulations call afterwards. Guys, well, I'm going to touch on one more thing before we go, and it's 1:45 now. You know, in this business, I started May of 2008. I was working 100 to 110 hours a week from 4:30 in the morning to midnight, extremely busy. I had a real strong why. I wanted it bad. I was a very shy, quiet person, never did sales before, but my why was so strong that I had to figure out a way to make this work. See, I'm a winner. I don't lose at nothing in my life. I could do anything. I truly believe if somebody else in life, in this world, can do something and accomplish something, so could I. What makes that person better than me? And that's what I am. So I said, somebody else can do this. If somebody else can make national consultant, I could do it. So that was my goal from day one, was to get the national consultant and have time freedom. So, you know, I started doing Ambit in May of 2008. I got promoted to regional in a week. I got promoted to senior in 2 months. And I believed in this company. I did. I didn't know much. I didn't really meet many people at that point besides Ray Monty. And Ray told me to get to Ambition. He said, go to Ambition. And you know what? He told me that if you're serious about this business and you want to have that time freedom with your children, you need to get to Ambition. So I signed up in May 18th, 2008. So we got May to June to July to August to September. So a few months in, 4 months in, less than 4 months, I went to my first Ambition. And I went down there, and that event opened up my eyes to everything. That event got me to National Consultant, because as shy and quiet as I was, that event, meeting Jerry Thompson, Chris Chambliss, John Burke, meeting all the other top income earners in the company, people that were just there handing me business cards, telling me, if you ever need my help, give me a call. Hearing stories of people, hearing the speakers, going there with thousands of people, it raised my belief level through the roof, guys. It raised it through the roof. 6 months after Ambition, I became an executive consultant. Guys, I went down there 4 months in. 6 months later after Ambition, I became an executive consultant. Ambition raised my belief level through the roof that I went out there, I became a recruiting machine, because I knew at that point we had something special here. And, you know, and it just made me go out there and do it. I took massive action. Somebody told me no, I didn't care, because my belief level was so high, my numbers of recruiting, my percentages of recruitments went through the roof. Guys, just by being more confident, you are going to recruit more people. I'm telling you, that's how this works. So a great piece of advice. I gave you a lot of stuff tonight on this call, but I can't stress enough for you, if you're serious about this, if you want to accomplish your why, and you want to do this not just for yourself but for your family, if you want this to work, you need to be at Ambition this year. Get down there. Do whatever it takes to get there. There are stories after stories after stories of people going to Ambition and how from that event it changed them and just changed their life. So, guys, do it. I can't stress it enough. It's the single most important event of the year is Ambition. You need to be there. If you're serious about this business and you want to make it work for you and your family, you need to be there. And I can't stress it enough. And forward to be on again. And, guys, I look forward to seeing you all at Ambition. Please come up to me and shake my hand, and let's talk at Ambition. But, guys, you owe it to yourselves and your family. Get to Ambition. I know a lot of you are coming. But those of you who aren't, haven't made a decision yet, I'm telling you, go to Ambition. It's a game changer. And I really do want to meet you all.